This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One in three people in this country who have married recently met their partners online. Online dating is a billion-dollar industry. Whether it's websites or apps, sometimes the computer really does know best. But you know what? Algorithms aren't necessarily for everyone, even those in that center of the high-tech universe, Silicon Valley. So some have turned to the good old-fashioned kind of matchmaking. Shannon Service has that story.
All right, my room is an awful mess.
Michael Ralston is walking me through his bachelor pad. We're heading to his closet so he can show me the stylish new shirts he wears on dates.
I like all three of these, and they're just, you know, button-downs with a little bit of pattern and color.
Ralston's a Silicon Valley software designer, and a year ago, his wardrobe was jeans and T-shirts. Then came Amy Anderson of Lynx Dating. She set Ralston up with a nice haircut, mock dates, an emergency wardrobe adjustment.
Dinner reservations and recommendations, sedan bookings should they not want to drive for the date.
Anderson lists some of Lynx's many services.
Shopping for some proper hand towels, making sure the refrigerator is stocked with some decent wine.
Think Fiddler on the Roof meets My Fair Lady, but with a lot more money. Anderson carves out the higher end of the dating market, charging up to $100,000 to make over and match her Silicon Valley clients. She hit on the idea one night when her date kept looking over her shoulder.
And so I called him on it and I said, "What are you doing?" And he literally said, "The BBD." And I said, "The what a, huh? The bigger, better deal."
The bigger, better deal is a Silicon Valley anxiety disorder where you can't stop searching for the next hot startup. Anderson realized that the sheer number of singles online creates a kind of dating BBD.
The grass is always greener. There has to be somebody else that's just a little bit more interesting or a little bit of a better match.
A third of Americans also think online dating's masses make it hard to pick just one. But if you do win the electronic love lottery, studies show online couples have higher satisfaction and lower divorce rates. So Lynx offers a blend, a large enough pool to find deep matches, but not so many that clients get stuck in choice paralysis.
Exhale.
So she works with Ralston on the basics, learning to breathe deeply and relax. She and Ralston go over the dreaded pre-date phone call.
Ring.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. This is Michael. Amy from Lynx gave me your number.
Oh, hi. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How was your work day?
Pretty good. So
Tell me about it. What were you feeling right then when I just said, you know, how was your day? Tell me about it.
It's like, oh no.
They practice the call several times until Ralston is able to go off script and be more spontaneous. So life lessons, wardrobe makeovers, mock dates, all this costs Ralston over 10 grand. But does he think it's worth the price?
I've always been socially awkward, and I think I'm less so now. I mean, and from one point of view, the answer to that question is it going to work?
High-end matchmakers say they successfully pair 80 to 90% of their clients. But what successful match means is harder to pin down. In Silicon Valley, I'm Shannon Service for Marketplace.